Chapter 3 Hallway of the Accusers. Some time ago, I received an email from someone who was offended with me. In the email, it recounted a history of our relationship, and there were a list of accusations in the email. Basically, the email told a story of our history, and various people were mentioned where I was portrayed as the bad guy who screwed up every time in the list of relationships. It was not an easy email to read. In fact, it was quite painful to read. I prayed and asked the Father what to do. My natural fleshly reaction was to defend myself and shoot an email back defending myself against all these charges. But then I prayed and asked the Father, "What say you? What would you have me to do?" He brought to my mind the following scripture. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. Matthew 5, 25 and 26. And then I heard a quiet inner whisper from the Holy Spirit. I want you to go to each one mentioned in the email and repent to them. Oh, and by the way, there are two more people not mentioned in the email that you also need to go and repent to. Ouch. Yet, I was in a place in my life where I knew I must obey, repent of any pride, and humble myself and do what the Father was asking me to do. So I did this. There was one couple that I called on the phone, and I needed to repent to them both. In this case, they were offended with me, so I needed to make things right. According to Matthew 5, 23 and 24, I was in tears, shared my heart, and asked them to forgive me. They both received me and forgave, and our relationship was restored. There was another gal who I called on the phone. In this case, I was offended with her. See Matthew 18, 15 to 17. And so I needed to have a conversation with her, speaking the truth in love, and put the offense out there on the table. Again, she heard my heart and received me and immediately repented to me over the situation. And our relationship was restored. It was not easy reaching out to these different people and humbling myself and asking for forgiveness. It's a great way to kill your pride to do this. Anyway, when I had worked through the list of people and was obedient to reach out to each one and ask for forgiveness, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. He whispered to me, "I have a reward for you now. Because you were obedient to work on repairing and restoring relationships through repentance, I have a reward for you. I am going to give you a glimpse behind the veil and show you two different hallways in heaven. Come up here and let me show you these two hallways. These are two hallways that all will walk down when they are in heaven. The first hallway is the hallway of the accused. The second hallway is the hallway of the accusers. The hallway of the accused is where we will encounter those who have hurt us, offended us, and sinned against us. It is those that we would bring accusations against. The hallway of the accusers is where we will encounter those who we have offended and hurt. They will bring their accusations against us. The Holy Spirit showed me that we will be required to walk down both of these hallways. The degree and level of reward that we receive after going through these hallways will depend on how we handled our relationships here in this life on earth. First, the Spirit led me down the hallway of the accusers. I was gazing down a long hallway. There were doors on both sides of the hallway. The first door on the right opened up, and a person's face popped out. It is someone I have been avoiding. The person brings me into the room and sets me down. The person brings their charge forward. I see the pain in their face, the hurt. Finally, my blind eyes are opened and I see the damage that I had done. It is a measure for measure principle. Their pain, becomes my pain. Their loss becomes my loss. What I sowed, I am now reaping. This is how the Father corrects, measure for measure. I make amends. We are finally restored, and then I leave this room and go back out to the hallway. Another door opens. Another face pops out. Another person that I have offended and hurt gestures for me to come into the room. It's the same scenario. I go into the room with them and face my accusers, face the charges, face my sin. Shame is poured down upon my pride. This goes on for a long time. In each room, there is restitution and making amends that must be done. It is quite a gauntlet. Finally, I get to the last door. The Lord spoke to me and said, "Now that you know about this place and what I am requiring of you, I'm going to let you go back to the earthly realm and do this right, so that one day when you are in heaven as a resident and not just visiting, this hallway will be much easier for you to navigate. Here are the tools you will need to navigate this hallway with ease." Kingdom principle. If then you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother holds whatever against you, leave your gift at the altar and go. First, make peace with your brother and then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Agree with your adversary and accuser quickly, lest your opponent deliver you to the judge and the judge to the officer and you be thrown in prison. Matthew 5, 24. Kingdom principle. When we come under accusation or attack, bring this to the Father in prayer. Ask him, "Father, what say you? Is there any truth to this? If so, then there is a work of repentance that needs to be done. Make a list of the people you know who are offended with you, those on your do not call, do not contact list. Pray through the list. Pray that the Father would work out any unforgiveness or hardness of heart in you. Pray for the other person. Then, when you have a release from the Holy Spirit, reach out to each one of those people in repentance. Have a conversation with them. This is done best in person or second best by phone. Going through the hallway of accusers again. Now, let's hit the rewind button and go through that hallway again after having applied the principle of Matthew 5, 23 to 25, and having gone to each person in order to be reconciled. This time, you have taken care of business with your relationships on earth. You have gone to each one of your accusers and humbled yourself and repented to each one and then been reconciled. Most have extended the scepter of grace, mercy, and forgiveness to you. Now you go down that hallway again. A familiar face pops out. The person smiles at me. The person embraces me. The person says, "Welcome home." The next door opens and the same thing happens. I receive a warm embrace. We have already taken care of our business on earth. I get to the end of the hallway. There is a reward there waiting for me. It could be a crown or a necklace or a white linen garment. I hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have learned the principle of loving your enemy."